someone to help us get through this shopping season is money expert and author Stephanie O'Connell. Good morning, Stephanie. How are you?
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
So let's talk with some ideas for people getting still, we're 10 days out from Christmas, and sometimes shipping things may be, you know, getting things there, but you maybe get stuff in person or find out what you have. What kind of last minute tips do you have for us this time?
Absolutely. So this year, it's really all about maximizing value and maximizing impact this holiday season. And one way consumers can do that is by supporting some of the hardest hit businesses from the pandemic. So small businesses, women-owned businesses, Black-owned businesses, and then local businesses in your own community. You can find businesses near you with tools like Facebook's Business Nearby tool that allows you to find and message neighborhood shops directly. So you can buy online if you have time for that. Or if you're more in that last minute rush, you can schedule a pickup curbside. But you can still do most of your shopping and browsing online through their Facebook page or their Instagram page, which is nice because it's socially distant.
Yep, absolutely. And you can kind of look around and get ideas of where you're going to get or what you're going to get before you, you know, you kind of make that kind of doing that shopping. But tell me a little bit about the, it's kind of a, both ends need to cooperate. The small business needs to have this access, right? Or be able to do that. Are most of them finding that's the best way to kind of, you know, for getting sort of the advertising out there and getting their name out?
That's right. You know, shopping online is not new for us consumers, but generally speaking, it's been in the past that the big box stores really had the infrastructure and the resources to set up that digital portal. So what Facebook has done is tried to create tools to make this more accessible to any small business owner. So if you can make a Facebook page, which you can for free as a small business, you can set up a shop directly through that page, and same with Instagram. So what this is really doing is just democratizing those tools and resources that allow consumers to shop online from you if you're a small business owner. And we've seen that 26% of small business owners report increase in digital sales during the course of the pandemic. So those that are establishing that online presence are really seeing the benefit of it.
They also can get that notice out of if their hours have changed, if there's certain protocols as well. That's the easiest way for them to get that word out too.
Yes, that's such a good point. Changes in hours, changes in procedure, health and safety guidelines, communicating with the customer in general. Also, if people are going to be ordering online, letting them know when they need to get their orders in by so that there's plenty of time for shipping. That's a really important thing to consider during the holiday season. Using these digital platforms and social media tools is a great way to communicate all of that with the customer.
So if I'm on Facebook, do I just go somewhere and where do I type and what kind of, what, how do I type that to sort of start getting those results?
Yeah. So if you're a consumer looking for those businesses in your local neighborhood, you can go to facebook.com/businesses_nearby and see what's around you. Now, if you're a small business owner and you're trying to figure out, okay, how do I set this up and how do I leverage these tools to connect with my customers, you can go to facebook.com/seasonofsupport.
And that gives all the tools and techniques and best practices, I guess, for making it work.
Exactly. It's really just about thinking about how you can translate that in-person experience online. So not just giving your customers a place where they can shop and letting them know your store hours, but maybe showing them behind the scenes, telling them a little bit about your business, using different features like live shopping on Facebook and Instagram that let your customers shop in real time right there with a live video. So thinking again about the full in-person experience and translating that into a full, robust digital experience.
And you, a lot of times you like to shop at a place because of the people, the customer service, even the owner, just sort of the person's attitude. They click, you know, in other words, they seem to have similar things, especially if it's a craft or has something that might be very similar to what you like. This is a way to get that sort of personal connection, I would assume.
Exactly. Shoppers really do care about the people behind the brand. So, you know, I'm a small business owner, and one of the things I do is, you know, I get on my Instagram stories and I talk directly to my customers. because I know that if they were in the store, we would be talking face to face. And in this socially distant time, this is a way for me to continue that connection, even if we can't see each other in person.
Once again, where's a good place to, how do we start with this? If people want to kind of connect and find those businesses near me, so to speak.
Yeah, the Businesses Nearby tool is a great tool for consumers and for small business owners. They can go to facebook.com/seasonofsupport to learn more.